There you go. Whatever. Put it wherever you want.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. God is so good. I'm thrilled at what he's doing in my life, and I'm thankful that I'm able to speak this morning. The Lord just I'm going out to Las Vegas for Father's Day. My son invited me out there, and the Lord provided the airfare for me for free. How did he do that? We found 16,800 unused points that Wanda had never used. As they said, look at, we'll just port this points over to your account.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
They never go away.
What airline?
Southwest. And so I get to go out there for free.
That's great.
That's a praise the Lord. That's what that is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, today I'm gonna speak on John 12, the second half. Okay.
I'm
so
sorry,
let's John chapter 12. And I get the second half. So it's a there's a theme that's going on here that is very, very rich about what Jesus is trying to lay out for us about being the light of the world. I mean, he is the light, and he's trying to get this through to the people that are listening. And for the most part, they're pretty dense. They can't quite get it. That's what it says here. Hi, Bob. Yes. And so here it is. The verses that I'm going to start out with a theme, a basic theme that I want you guys, some of you might want to write this down. It's a one sentence theme, and it has to do with people who draw conclusions. And so here it is. I'm going to give this to you. Conclusion is that you come, what you come to is based on the belief of what you start with. Pretty good. That's something worth chewing on. And I think we can all agree with that. And that's, it's laid out in John chapter 12, verses 27 through 31. The Father's voice came out of the cloud saying, I have glorified it and I will glorify it again. And the crowd heard it. And this is the place where he says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. Of course, we all know that was because he was being crucified. Then the crowd, who obviously didn't believe in what the Father just said out loud so that they all could hear him. And even Jesus said, this voice has come not for your sake, not for my sake. It's for your sake, not mine. And then the crowd, unbelieving as they were, discounted that act from heaven and had the nerve to say to him, who is the Son of Man? Just kept saying that he was the light of the world. Four times Christ says that he is the light of the world. He showed them that he is the light of the world sent from heaven. His message to us is to tell us that we are to become sons of light. Now, I'm going to read the verses that were assigned to me here, and everything has to come back into context when I read these verses, because you got to hear it all. So it says here, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth, again, chapter 12, and I'm starting verse 23, into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servants be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. So after that, Jesus said, now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, but for this purpose, I have come into the world. for this hour. Father, glorify your name. That and that's when I've quoted that verse. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus answered, this is the voice that came for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. And he said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. Then how can you say that the Son of Man be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light. Sons of light. The next heading here on this section really hits it just right. I mean, tell you, when Jesus said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him. Dense. So that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, for again Isaiah said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. So Satan is fighting against Jesus every inch of the way. And the next verse here says, I'm starting verse 41 now. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him. But for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. Where do you see that happening in today's society? And Jesus cried out and said, whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. Watch this. This is very important. For I did not come to the world to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge, semicolon. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. The end of the chapter. Now, one of the things that I'm going to, one of the points that I want to bring out here is that where Jesus says, whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever loses his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Wow, isn't that a profound statement? And just exactly what does that mean? And I did a little research on that, meaning we are not to be absorbed with the interests of life on earth, which encounter ruin. While those detached from worldly interests will through Christ's work attain to eternal life. That's a footnote on the bottom page. So that's really profound when you think about that. The voice from heaven, the Father speaking in an audible voice. How real. Even after all of that, they still didn't believe. Man, verse 30, that many signs have been done before their very eyes. Many signs had been done before the very end. Jesus kept saying, believe in the light. The whole chapter, the whole section is based upon the term the light, right? He is the light. We are to follow the light. We are to become the sons of light. That's what this is all about. This is our conclusion, if you will, of what we're supposed to be doing, what we're supposed to be doing. And Jesus kept saying, believe in the light. So he departed from them. What spiritual warfare? I mean, he left and he went and hid himself. You know, it says here, I couldn't believe this. They couldn't. He just says, it says here that he hid himself. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. You know, but he goes, when are these people going to get it? He was probably frustrated if he hid himself. Now that's coming in our fleshly ways. If you're taking a look at what it means to actually have to face up to what it is that you believe and how you're going to set the standard in your lives, right? Today, it's a question of setting your standard in your lives today based upon the light. But he kept saying, Jesus kept saying, believe in the light. So he departed from them. What spiritual warfare? So this is the whole theme of this part of the gospel, to believe in his light, because belief in the light meant eternal life. It's a great example of the power of what a religious spirit can do. Think about it. There are religious spirits out here. This is where something, I see this every day, and I hope you people see this too. It depends largely upon what's happening to you, because you walk into it. Some churches have huge religious spirits, and you walk in and you're born again, and they don't quite know what to do with you. And they find again, wait a minute, you're different. And I told you guys in one of my last teachings, I got cast out of a church. I was told to leave. They said, you're different. And I said, geez, okay. And I sat down back at my table, and there's 100 people in that adult group, and the Lord said, get up and leave. I'm not kidding. He said, get up and leave. He didn't want me to tolerate being around people who wanted to be stuck in their religious spirit. Yeah. It's sad. But I got it was terrible.
Get up and leave.
It did. It happened to me. But the important thing is that you continue to shine your light no matter what. No matter what you do, no matter whatever it takes, stand your ground. Bob, you're laughing, and I can understand why.
I love it. That's good.
Do you? Yeah. Well, yeah. You can see this every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah, right.
You know, I look at all of you guys on here, and I can say, you guys have better be lights in the world, huh?
Yep.
Huh? You're lights in the world.
Right.
And you have to set the standard because of what you believe, because of the Holy Spirit that lies within you. Amen, Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he did hear me. So that's all right. The important thing is, well, he's all the way over in the other side of the world. I mean, you know. Oh, he's muted. Okay. So I give you praise, Lord. And, you know, this is the whole thing about being a Christian, is being lights in the world. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, and boy, that when the Holy Spirit wants to speak clearly through you and he wants your attention, he can get it. I mean, he really can get it. I'm toying with the idea of telling you what just happened to me, because I've got a statement of faith that I made, and it happened. I'm going to floor some of you guys. So a friend of mine needed a truck really bad. This guy that does work around my house, and his truck was just a piece of junk. And so the Lord brought me 3 required minimum distributions. I didn't know what to do with the money. And the Lord said, go buy him a truck. Really? And the guy said, no, you can't do that for me. He says, no, my pride won't let you do that. And then all of a sudden his speedometer broke. And then he couldn't get into the truck. And the guy, he calls me, he says, my truck is giving me signs that it wants me to let it go. And so, yeah. And so I just I was driving down the road, and I said, well, why don't you go online and see what you can find? And he said, I found the cheapest thing I could, but it was a really nice truck that he had found online. And so we went to buy the truck.
Wow.
And we got to the dealership, and the guy said, I just sold it 5 minutes ago.
Always say that.
Yeah, that's what he said. Oh. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. So I said, well, let's go fishing. And so we walked out of there. We got in the boat. We went. We're getting ready. The guy said, just call me in case the deal falls through. So we get to the shore. We're getting ready to put the boat in the water. Here comes a phone call. The deal fell through. The guy's wife didn't like the boat, the truck. He didn't like the truck. And the deal fell through. So Jay and I went back. Here's this beautiful truck. And we went in and we got it for him. Well, I just got to tell you that I was amazed. Because I told Jay, standing on the parking lot, well, the lot where the cars were, I said, Jay, and here's my statement of faith. If the Lord wants you to have that truck, he'll make it available for you. Now, let's go fishing. He did. But the statement of faith was, if the Lord wants to have that truck for you. And I made that statement, and I shut that out there. And I know that God is just saying, let's just see what happens here. And I mean, it wasn't an hour later that all of a sudden he had it. But the thing was that his will, God's will for me was to help him. And I'm not here boasting about what I did, but I just want you to know that God is waiting to, for you to be. And I don't know how many of you guys in here ever heard of the term big giver. If you become a big giver, boy, wait till God just, you do that. Watch what the Lord's going to do. And here I got this free flight by the next morning. I mean, that's amazing to me that it all happened within 12 hours of each other. Don't you find that amazing? That it all just came, and you know, the fact that I get to go out and visit Jonathan thrills me. Uh-huh. I mean, I got 5 granddaughters sitting out there wanting to meet a hug and kiss. You guys love your grandkids, don't you? Well, I'm telling you. So the important thing is that we are to be lights until the end of the world. We are to be people who are constantly looking to what the Lord is doing regarding his leading, his guiding, his Holy Spirit. He wants you to be constantly, and I gave you that story to let you know that you are to be constantly in tune with the Holy Spirit each minute of every day. Walk humbly before your God. Tell him how much you love him. Constantly asking him, saying, Father, lead me, guide me, direct me. Let your light shine through me in such a way and in such a manner that it will be evident to the hearer, to the person that's listening to you, the person that you're affecting. And it can be done in the corporate world. It can be done in the private world. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you're being obedient. Boy, in my 54 years of walking with the Lord, I am telling you, that's what it is. It's all about being obedient, day in, day out. And guys, I can tell you from experience, there's great peace in that. Sometimes you lack peace in your life, huh? How many of you guys have got problems that something that tries to steal your peace, right? Because of what overwhelming matters that hits you? So are you going to let your light shine through overwhelming matters? Are you going to, and I want to tell you something. When you go to this word and you quote the word and you pray this word, I had to get rid of my diabetes 2 years ago. And when I did it, I got my A1C down to 5.8. I was really glad to hear that. And that's where it has stayed. And so I got to get another test done. But I want you to know that the important thing here is that God wants to work. He wants to perform through his word. He wants to be evident. He wants to be your light. He's constantly there. And sometimes we get, it's you're wrestling with your pride. You're wrestling with the issues, with the situations of life. Life is full of situations. It's full of circumstances. And we all come to various conclusions about various certain things. But I'm going to say this one thing. The conclusion that you come to is based on the belief of what you start with. That is a very profound statement. Not original from me.
Oh, that's good for sure.
No, I got that from Steve Furtick, in case you want to know. But the important thing is that we are walking before the Lord in the power of his light, in the power of his word, so that we have joy in our spirits. Man, like sometimes, where is my joy? Where is it? And I'm just, boy, Lord, I just need more joy in my life. You guys ever, you know, where's this fruit of the Holy Spirit? This is not there sometimes. And sometimes I have to produce it. You know how you get joy? Praise Him. When you praise Him, He will bring you the joy you need. And guess what happens? You get the light that you were looking for. Huh? Where's the key that turns it, on? Thank you, Jesus. Where does it, what does it say in God's word? That we are to give thanks in all things, for this is what? The will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Amen? I believe that's in 1 Thessalonians. So I just want you guys to understand that, you know, as I close this morning, that be obedient, be lights, be aware that God is going to work a mighty work in your lives. And I'm just going to tell you, tomorrow's Mother's Day. Go home and kiss your wives. So I love you all. And I just, Father God, bless these men with love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, forbearance, and all the things, especially self-control, so that they might be lights in the world. Be strong, men of light, men that are going to be specifically obeying your word. And we can follow you to be the light in this troubled world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
That's cool.
Can you repeat that statement one more time?
About what? Conclusion?
Yeah.
I'll just bring it to you.
No. That your friend, the friend mentioned the quote
at the beginning.
That's this.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, guy.
I knew you were going to do that.
Looking at audio. Video. Somehow here. Oh, here it is. Stop recording. Now that's all there.